Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And it's time to do the news, everybody. Before we do the news, though, we got to remind you, this coming Friday is Halloween. And I'll be down at the Queen Mary along with Gina Grad and Randy Wang. And we'll be broadcasting live. So come on down to the Queen Mary. Fairly easy to get there. The 710 freeway all the way south to, you just can't go anymore. And you'll see it. And if you can't see it, ask the guy in the car next to you. He'll see it. But it's a pretty simple place to get to. And it's been around for, in Southern California, for at least like 30 years. So you really should know where it is. But QueenMaryShipwreck.com, that's the website to get the tickets, QueenMaryShipwreck.com. And we'll see you down there on Friday. All right, folks, a little bit after 9 o'clock, about 3 minutes after 9 or so. And now it is time for the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom. Here's Gina Grad with the news.
All right, Gino, everybody. What's going on with that news, Gina?
Well, Tim, with the election so close to an end, it would probably behoove the candidates to have their families stay out of trouble right now. But such was not the case for Republican presidential candidate John McCain.
Uh-oh, what happened to that guy?
Well, it seems that John's brother Joe has garnered some negative attention this week when he called 911 to complain about the traffic that was accumulating in the greater D.C. area. In our first clip, Joe McCain puts in a call to 911, voicing his disdain for traffic, and he gets reprimanded by the operator.
All right, Joe McCain, John's younger brother?
He doesn't look younger.
Oh, boy.
I was answering 911, state your emergency. Well, it's not an emergency, but do you know why on one lane, on one side at the damn drawbridge on 95, traffic can stop for 15 minutes, and yet traffic's coming the other way across the drawbridge?
Are you calling 911 to complain about traffic?
Classy, huh? Classy with a K.
I love that guy.
Do you, Tim?
Yeah, he told the operator to go F herself. That's so classic.
This is a person that's trying to, you know, help people that
I know,
are in danger.
I've been in traffic before and caught in traffic before, and it drives you crazy. Especially when you're not moving for 15 minutes.
Yeah, well,
I love that. He gave her a big F word at the end.
Traffic stopped for 15 minutes, and yet traffic's coming the other way across the drawbridge.
Are you calling 911 to complain about traffic?
I love that, man.
Did he really think she was going to be able to do something for him?
I don't know.
Put out an APB to move everyone aside for Joe McCain?
Yeah, eventually you just go, you know what, I'm going to bust her balls for this. Oh. What the hell?
Well, after making this call, a 911 pre-recorded call was made to Joe McCain, warning him not to make non-emergency calls again.
That's what they do? They call you back?
Well, that's the thing. Apparently, it happens so often, they have a pre-recorded message that they just send out, please do not do this again. Well, this did not make Joe McCain very happy, so he decided to call them back and complain about this.
Oh, good. All right, here's Joe. I didn't even know this guy was around. I have total respect for the guy now.
Somebody gave me this riot act about the violation of police.
Did you just call 911 in reference to this?
Yeah.
See, the 911 is used for emergencies only, not for just because you're sitting in traffic.
Who's answering 911 calls in Washington, D.C.? You can't understand this, dude.
Somebody gave me this riot act about the violation of police.
Did you just call 911 in reference to this?
What did he say? You just called 911 what?
This afternoon?
Please. Did you just call 911 in reference to this?
Oh. You just called 911, blop, blop. Is that the way they talk?
I would not have won a prize for that because I think I was wrong.
Jeez.
He might have said, didn't you just call 911 just to report this?
Please, did you just call 911 in reference to this?
No, he gave it a blup blup.
You're stupid.
He gave it a couple of blup blups there, man. Jesus Christ. That's not the guy I want on the other end of 911 if I have a heart attack. Hey, blup blup.
Did you just call 911 in reference to this?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, 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 yep.
I'm going to assume you asked me for my address. I've been shot.
Well, where are you going? Blap, 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 blap. All right. God, I don't live there.
Well,
all right, what else is going on there with the news?
Well, with so many celebrities coming out in support of the Democratic candidates right now, there is someone stepping up to the plate in support of Governor Sarah Palin. In this piece of audio, musician Ted Nugent tells Fox News' Neil Cavuto about all the many wonderful things that would happen if Palin became vice president.
All right, here we go. Ted Nugent, everybody.
Yeah, I've worked with the good governor of the last frontier, Sarah Palin, in her office in the glorious God's country of Alaska. Let me tell you who Sarah Palin is. Nobody's identified her accurately. I will. She is a pragmatist. She is a logical person. She believes to and adheres to self-evident truths based on history. She went into the bureaucracies of Alaska with a crowbar.
I think we get it.
With a crowbar.
Yeah, a crowbar. All right. What else is going on in the news there?
Well, English campaigners have slammed a nicotine-packed drink referred to as a fag in a can. It's basically liquid smoking. So it's a fag in a can.
Is that right?
Yeah. The concoction made up of 15% nicotine will be sold in pubs to help people beat the smoking ban, and makers have called it a healthy alternative to lighting up. So I thought you might be interested in this. But angry anti-smoking groups have attacked the drink and warned it could glamorize smoking and get more people hooked on nicotine. And just so you know what's in the drink, each 275-milliliter can contains 15% nicotine from quote-unquote natural sources and an African herbal extract, which is said to provide a slight energizing effect followed by a euphoric sense of calm.
What kind of pussy are you where you're smoking a cigarette in a can?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean,
you've probably smoked a cigarette in the can before.
Yeah. Hey, and I'd like a piece of the profits there, because I coined that phrase whenever Randy goes to the bathroom. I want a piece of that, man. Jesus Christ.
Jesus
taking all
Christ.
My heat here. All right.
Wait, but don't, I mean, how lazy do you have to be to put your cigarette in your can and drink it? You
it's can't called have, fag in a can?
Well, it's called liquid smoking, but it's also, the slang term is fag in a can. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's actually not a bad name for a bar, too. Seriously.
Let's open one up.
Or a massage parlor, some, I don't know. But it's nicotine in a drink.
It's nicotine infused in this cola, basically. And it also has, again, the herbal extract, which creates a sense of euphoric calm.
And they sell it in this country?
No, this is in England.
Ah, all right. The English, again, they dominate us.
Yeah.
You know? We're working our asses off here, and they're figuring out how to put more nicotine in their sodas.
Would you try it if
yeah,
I got you
absolutely.
One?
Absolutely, I'd try it.
I
sure.
would, too.
Yeah.
I'd get so hooked.
But then again, you know what? This effing state that we live in is filled with so many goddamn lunatics that there would eventually be a section in a restaurant where you had to drink those. You couldn't drink it at every table.
No, it would offend people.
Yeah, there'd be cigarette in a can section, and then you'd eventually have to drink them outside, and then you couldn't drink them within 20 feet of anybody.
Yeah.
Oh,
but no
please.
Open container, so I don't know where you're going
to
drink it.
Oh, I'm really starting to hate a lot of people that make
starting.
My... You know, I can't believe it. I was this weekend... Thank God this highway patrolman didn't give me a ticket, but he clearly saw me on my cell phone.
Yeah.
He pulled up next to me. I'm on the cell phone. And he looks at me, and I got it in my ear. I'm dead to rights. And he looks at me and shakes his head and moves on. Evidently, it was an accident or something
oh,
he had to go to.
He didn't have time for you.
Yeah. But I'm thinking to myself, even the look. I didn't even like the look.
Yeah.
You know?
You got
like,
attitude.
Yeah, like I'm some kind of effing criminal. You know?
Well, it's like you said the other day. You get to a point in your life where you're no longer afraid of the flashing lights behind you.
Right.
You're just pissed.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you know you're getting old. Like my grandfather got there. And he was never afraid to get pulled over. He was pissed.
Yeah.
He'd be the first guy out of the car yelling at the cop.
That's not good.
I know, but
did he
back
ever get
in Ohio
arrested?
In the 70s, you could do that. You can't do that anymore. But no, he never got arrested. He just yelled at that cop. You know, God damn it, I'm 65 years old. What are you doing to pull me over when there's goddamn murder? He would go nuts on him.
That's amazing.
You know, there's people being murdered all over Cleveland, Ohio. He always used to call it Cleveland, Ohio to the cop that was, you know, tooling around Cleveland, Ohio. There's people all over Cleveland, Ohio getting killed. And he never, I don't think he ever got a ticket, but...
Really?
But that's when you know you're getting older.
Yeah.
When you're no longer afraid to get pulled over, you're pissed off.
Or they come up behind you and go, oh, good, because I was about to give you a piece of my mind. This will save me a trip to the station.
There's litter all over the streets of Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, is that where we are?
Yeah, well, he was wearing a Cleveland, police, you know, badge.
Probably never been out of Cleveland.
It's like, hey, Cleveland, Ohio. I know where that is, Papa. All right, what else is going on in the news?
Well, wanting to keep his campaign as positive as possible, the Obama camp has asked actor and now activist Matt Damon to please refrain from saying anything else negative about Sarah Palin.
Matt Damon!
In this clip, Damon tells Access Hollywood about the message he received from Obama's people.
All right, here we go. Matt Damon being reprimanded.
Yep.
Do you regret having said what you said?
I completely stand by what I said. They've said. Just stress.
You know who he's turning into?
Who?
That George Takei. Is that his
name?
Oh,
my.
Doesn't he sound like Matt Damon?
Give me another pass at
it. Do you regret having said what you said?
I completely stand by what I said.
Oh.
I completely stand by what I said.
The delicious agony.
Yes. I completely understand. I completely stand by what I said.
Completely stand by what I said.
What I said.
Oh, my.
So he completely stands by what he said.
However.
Oh.
They've said, just stress the positives, please. You know, that's how you can help us.
And because that's what Barack is doing.
Because that's what he's doing. Yeah. I mean, and in a sense, it's a good lesson for me. I go, I get it. He's a bigger man than I am.
That's so great that Matt Damon's big. What kind of effing country do we live in where the president or the president-elect or the possible president-elect, we're all jumping the gun here.
Yeah.
But what kind of country do we live in where the guy running for the Democratic on the Democratic ticket calls an actor,
yeah,
and says, please, mellow the F out.
Yeah, Damon.
And yet Hollywood couldn't get that message without Barack Obama telling him.
Yeah.
I mean, every single governor's election, every single gubernatorial election, every single president election, the senatorial elections around here, every time an actor opens up his mouth, people get turned off. Whether it's Republican or Democrat,
yep.
Nobody within, I would say there are probably maybe three or four people in the entire country who are going to change their vote because of Matt Damon.
Yeah.
And so it's just not worth it. And then yet every time these elections come up, Hollywood has to.
They can't help themselves.
Guys, it's like crack cocaine.
Do you think it's just a power trip? Now that I have everybody's attention, let me tell you what I think of the state of politics.
I don't know what it is other than stupidity, I think. I think it is. I mean, listen, if you're some stupid a-hole on the radio at night and you have an opinion, that's fine, you know. But if you're making movies and somebody's sinking, you know, $10 million into your ass and wanting you to, to make this movie popular and successful, then you can't turn off half the country.
Exactly.
And yet these guys do, man. I don't know. I'd be so fearful if I was doing a movie. And either way, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, if somebody turned off half the nation, I wouldn't hire that guy.
Yeah. Right. But if you were the actor, would you just basically take a vow of silence till the movie was in the box, you know,
you
in
know
the
what?
Theaters?
I would hope that listen, if I was making $10 million a picture, I'd never be talking about McCain or Bush or Obama. I'd just be sitting at home.
You'd be too busy getting, you know, massages and having the kegerator installed.
Why can't these people understand that we don't care what actors think about the president?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. And it's not just me, you know, I happen to be Republican, but it's Democrats, it's Republicans, it's, third party, the Green Party, all these neutral people running around. I don't know who the F's neutral. After all this crap, you haven't made up a decision. You haven't made your mind up. It's a week, week left, and there's still 10% of the country that hasn't decided.
Tim, I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided on who to vote for.
Randy decided. Randy decided he's not voting.
Oh, well, that might be a good idea. But I don't get it. I really would be interested to hear what people's opinions are on why Hollywood thinks, or Hollywood actors, I should say, think that people care what they have to say about politics. I don't get it.
Don't you think it's because these are people who always have cameras flashing in their face? People always want their autograph. People are always kissing their ass. So it gives you this God complex. You're royalty. And all of a sudden, you're convinced that if you're that important, everyone's going to want to hear everything that's on your mind.
Yeah, they're surrounded by too many people that say yes to them all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, nobody in Matt Damon's orbit, whether it's his friends, his manager, his agent, anybody, nobody says no to Matt Damon.
Matt Damon!
And when Matt Damon says, hey, I'd like to put out a piece on Sarah Palin, they're like, ooh, let's get the cameras.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Let's roll the
governor.
Cameras. And then Matt Damon says to him, hey, you think America would be interested in what I have to say about Sarah Palin? Oh, you bet.
Oh, yeah.
They can't wait.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, can we do it tonight? Because we can't wait to hear what you have to say. And I bet there are millions of people who are going to bed tonight thinking, yeah. God, I hope tomorrow Matt Damon comes out with his opinion on the presidential election.
Let's get it done early so it can air on the East Coast before people go to work.
Yes. Oh, Matt Damon. Yes, he's with me. He believes what I believe in. Yes. Love that Matt Damon.
I'm therefore validated as a human being.
Yes, me and Matt Damon, man. We're in the same party.
Matt Damon.
Oh, boy.
Well.
Two idiots. All right, what else you got there in the news?
Well, in relationship news, some celebutantes in Hollywood are turning in their boyfriends and girlfriends in exchange for some new ones. Celebrity gossip columns are stating that Jennifer Aniston has since moved on from singer John Mayer and has now taken up with actor Gerard Butler.
Is that right?
That's right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston's with who?
Gerard Butler. Is he from 300?
No.
That hot.
What's his name again?
Gerard Butler.
What's his name again?
Gerard Butler.
Doesn't matter.
Gerard Butler.
And what does he do?
He's an actor. I always see him on TMZ kind of slutting it up in the parking lots after, you know, after hours at clubs and stuff in Hollywood. But he was the main star of 300. The big muscles, rippling chest.
Anybody want to put in money on how long this will last?
Not long, probably. Well, don't you think she's kind of the Black Widow?
I only met her once, but from what I understand in the paper, she needs a lot of that attention, man.
Would you say that it's probably safe to say she's emotionally delicate?
I don't know, man. I hate to think so, because I really like her. But there's got to be a reason why, you know, you look like that and you have that kind of money and guys are, lacing up those hockey skates and skating away from Malibu. There's got to be a reason, huh?
I know. I like her, too.
That put them.
Oh.
That body,
yeah.
That money,
yeah.
That fame,
mm-hmm.
And guys are lacing up those CCMs.
Can't get out fast enough.
Heading south on, getting their hockey stick and their helmet and heading south on PCH.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
The world may never know.
There's got to be something there, man.
What, you think there's a dark secret?
I don't know. I don't think there's a dark secret. I don't know what
she's
it is.
She's just a little much. Or as my friends in New York say, she might just be a little extra. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It really is. It's too bad because that's some catch, man.
Yeah. Sort of the every girl, the all-American girl next door, Jennifer Aniston. Anastakis.
Now, is she pushing them away? Or are they just taking off?
Tim, who knows?
Does anybody know?
Nobody knows.
I bet somebody knows.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
You think anyone besides the people that have now broken up with her know?
Yeah.
And who are not in her immediate family?
No, but I bet the guys who have
have they all
laced them up?
Yeah.
I bet they've talked to somebody.
Do you think they've talked to each other, formed a little club?
No.
All sign a blood oath that they would never talk.
It does seem like a big waste of a great face and a great body, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know?
I mean, if that comes along with too much extra work,
yeah,
where you got to
little high maintenance,
you got to take off. I don't get it. I really don't, man.
Well,
I really don't. It's when you got that kind of money, you got that look, I think it's very easy to just sit at home and not irritate guys. Don't you think it is?
It seems logical enough to me.
If you had that kind of money, she's probably worth $40 million.
Oh, my
maybe
God.
Maybe more. I bet she's worth $60 million.
She's got to be worth a lot because these Friends episodes run in syndication all the time.
They're making $1 million an episode. Plus, she made a lot of money on movies. I think she owns a lot of property. I bet she's between $60 and $100 million.
You think?
Yeah.
By the way, Randy, I'm going to steal that phrase for my friends. Syndication. Is Will and Grace running in syndication? I'm taking that with me tonight. Thank you for that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you think she has that much money?
I think she's probably $60 to $100 million. And with that kind of money, you should be able to sit on that beach in Malibu.
You can buy a lot of happiness for
and,
that kind of money.
Yeah. And when one of these John Mayers or who are the other, John Cusack?
No, Brad Pitt, John Mayer, Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
When one of these guys said, hey, I'm going to go out, go to Vegas for the weekend with some buddies, you're like, all right, I'll see you later.
You know, I got an appointment to roll around in my money anyway, so
yes.
I'll see you in a couple hours.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with these people.
Well, it goes one of two ways. Like, for instance, if I'm good, if I don't have a care in the world, you can't beat it. I'm the happiest, go-luckiest. Well, you wouldn't know because you haven't seen it, but I have been like that in the past.
Right.
And that's great. The more money you have, the happier you are. Sounds good. However, if you have that much money, you can tell everybody to F themselves. And maybe she's telling the wrong people. She's telling the kind of people that are trying to have a relationship with her to go F themselves.
Do you think she wants a kid or?
Well, wasn't that the alleged thing with Brad Pitt that he wanted a family and she didn't?
And she didn't want a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Yeah, now she does want kids?
I don't know, Tim.
I think she
does. Who can keep up?
All right. That's too bad, because that's a tortured soul. Yeah. Any time you get a woman who has that kind of sense of humor, that look, that money, and, yeah, the one thing that she really wants in life is a relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, if some things were different in my life, I could have, you know, given that to her.
Wow.
But it didn't happen. You know?
Wow.
I think she needs a guy like me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you like her Guy Ritchie, her down-to-earth guy's guy that kind of keeps her head on straight?
Yeah, well, first of all, if she's jealous of the guys that she's going out with and like real needy and stuff, she wouldn't be that way with me.
Really?
She wouldn't care. I'm going to Vegas for the weekend with Adam Sandler and his friends. I'm like, all right, see you later.
Yeah.
Take 2 weeks. I think she would start smoking and drinking a lot if I was dating her, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That could be kind of fun to see you two together. Not that I want that to happen. I like the gen you have.
Thank you very much.
Very much.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It seems like a lot of work.
Well, you know, there's a little more celebrity gossip.
Oh, yeah? What do we got?
Yeah, well, you know who else is in the news right now? Celesbian Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
Not so much the Celesbian anymore.
Oh, really?
She is claiming that she is not a lesbian, despite the fact that she dates women. Samantha
what the
Ronson.
Hell?
I know.
Oh,
Heidi.
Bubble.
So she's gone back in the closet, says her friends and her family are fervent that you know that she is not a lesbian.
All
really?
Right, when we come back, we're going to continue with the news and talk more about this Heidi Hamilton?
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan is back in the closet. I'm going to Cleveland. I'm on
lesbians.
I'm on Continental Airlines tonight.
Cleveland, Ohio.
I got to get out of here, man. This is too crazy out here. It's crazy. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grand will continue with the news here. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk, and Gina Grad is with us doing the news. Gino,
just a little news.
Yeah, I think we passed up one of the Matt Damon pieces there.
Well, it was just the original, what he had originally said.
Oh,
that was so obnoxious.
I see. All right,
so after a little, okay. Unless you care to hear it again, I know you like it.
F it
keeps your blood pressure nice and low.
Thank you very much. All right, what else is going on with the news there, Gina?
Well, finally, the son of former wrestling star Hulk Hogan, Nick Bollea, has been released from jail.
Wow.
So we're very excited about that. The 18-year-old, who was sentenced to 8 months in prison after pleading no contest to charges of reckless driving following a car crash in August 2007.
It's not the same.
Was allowed to leave Florida's Pinellas County Jail after serving 166 days, being released a little early for good behavior. In this clip, Hulk Hogan talked to the press about his son's homecoming.
All right, Nick's...
Bollea.
Nick Bollea?
Yeah.
That's Nick's mom going nuts. Is that her going nuts on the phone?
Yes.
Or is that her screaming because some 18-year-old man is banging around with her?
It's not the same.
Oh, man.
Oh.
All right. Nick Hogan.
First, I want to ask you about Nick. What was that reunion like for you?
It was the greatest day of my life.
What was the first thing he wanted to do when he got out?
Well, I knew he liked this certain cheese dip and stuff, so I had it in the refrigerator. When he came in, I surprised him and I microwaved it.
How low end. I mean, please, give me a break.
Is that like a homecoming at the Conway house?
guy's in jail for 166 days. What was that, 4 months? 5 months? I don't know. Six, seven, 8 months.
30,
60,
months. 90, 120, 5 months.
See, it's almost, five and a half months.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And he gets out after 5.5 months. And Hulk's move is a cheese dip.
nuke some queso for you there, Nick.
Oh.
And a quesadilla for you.
Well, Tim, if he...
Chili con queso, senor?
In prison...
It's not the same.
Yeah. Well,
what a...
But, you know, I think it's in the blood because his daughter, Brooke, who's Nick's sister, was also interviewed. And she goes, well, I'm just going to cook everything under the sun for him. I know he's been eating nothing but bread and potatoes the whole time. So, you know, you'd think she'd mentioned something that wasn't a starch. She goes, you know, he's been eating bread and potatoes for 6 months, so I'm going to make him macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
And then we're going to whip up some of those potatoes in the blender so they can feed that Marine that's a quadriplegic.
Yeah. John got.
Maybe John can avoid, suck down some of this cheese dip.
Yeah.
I know he's a quadriplegic, but maybe he'll enjoy the cheese dip, yeah, too.
Oh.
All right, here's Nick Ballou.
What was the first thing he wanted to do when he got out?
Well, I knew he liked this certain cheese dip and stuff, so I had it in the refrigerator. When he came in, I surprised him and I microwaved it.
How surprised can you be? It's cheese dip! Are you gonna flip out for what, 20 minutes?
Jesus Christ.
I wanted to surprise him.
I got
a surprise for you. I'm like, oh, what is it, a new Mercedes?
Is it 166 days back?
Is it a condo in Aspen where I can gather my thoughts? No, it's a little bit of Velveeta and some crushed pepper.
Tostitos was running a sale over at Vaughn's.
God damn, man. No wonder this family's effed up.
Yeah.
Look at how they surprise each other. Cheese dip.
And macaroni.
Cheese dip and stuff. So I had it in the refrigerator. When he came in, I surprised him and I microwaved it.
Were you there as well?
And he didn't even heat it up. He microwaved it. God, you know what? If somebody was writing like an episode of Roseanne, and one of Roseanne's kids came back from jail, and they go, oh, we'll surprise him with cheese dip and microwave. And like, nah, people will think that's just really corny Hollywood version of what might have happened. But this actually happened.
To a family with money.
He warmed up that cheese dip in the microwave.
Pop that in the microwave.
Please.
Were you there as well with Brooke?
Well, you know, I kind of like laid back because I didn't want to put any pressure on Nick and make him feel uncomfortable. I'm in the middle of a crazy divorce.
Tabloids reported that Nick was out partying with his mom and her boyfriend. Is that true?
No, it's not true. One of the first things he wanted to do was, you know, where his mother lives is on the way to where I stay, was to stop by and give his mom a big hug, you know, and he got back in the car with his attorney and came to where I was and stayed there for the night.
Wait a minute.
Oh!
And this kid, how old is he, 17?
18.
18. He gets out of jail and both mom and dad said pass on
no
picking
dice.
Him up?
Yeah. Brooke went, the sister.
Oh, Brooke went to pick him up.
Yeah.
What kind of parents are these?
They're the kind that heat up cheese dip for your homecoming.
I mean, was Hulk too busy? Hulk was too busy nuking, you know, Velveeta at home to go pick up the kid?
Yeah, And Linda was too busy nuking that young boy, Charlie.
Right. So when he gets out of jail, he's making the whole tour.
Yeah.
The whole white trash tour with the banjo music and everything. First stop is the mom's house.
Oh!
Where she's now banging one of
his friends,
basically. His friends, or somebody his age.
Yeah. It's not the same!
So his mom's walking around in a shorty robe. Showing those
Gams.
Blonde short hairs every time she bends over for more Velveeta. And the guy's drinking Pabst, you know, the 19-year-old's drinking Pabst on the couch. And then he presses on, goes over to Dad's for some Velveeta and some crushed pepper.
And
then the third move is going back to jail.
Yeah, because it's just easier there.
Get me out of here. Lunatics.
Incidentally, don't you think that when Hulk says, well, you know, this is where his mother lives, and over here is where I stay. Anytime you stay somewhere, it's not the place you want to be in.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same when you stay up over half mile beyond the railroad tracks.
I like when he references the mom, you know, him and, well, his mother and I are going through some bad times.
No, it's not true. One of the first things he wanted to do was, you know, where his mother lives is on the way to where I stay, was to stop by and give his mom a big hug, you know, and he got back in the car with his attorney and came to where I was and stayed there for the night. And the next day I wrote that Nick was partying out with Linda and Charlie doing all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's not true. I mean, that guy doesn't party. That kid doesn't party.
Yeah.
Why would
Lord
he?
Fauntleroy.
Yeah, he's 17 years old. I feel bad for the kid. I mean, those seem like little parents look crazy.
Yeah. They're the kind of parents you can tell that kind of bow and scrape to their kids. There's no discipline in that family. I lay back, you know. I don't want to pressure him.
Yeah, I mean, now that I have a kid, I don't really like to judge people the way they raise their kids. But
oh, I do.
At a certain point, you know, you've got to understand that, you know, maybe the kid's a little out of control, and it may have a little something to do with dad Bible thumping you all the time. Remember that clip about Hulk would Bible thump him
on the phone?
Yeah, it's like, no, he goes, I'll Bible thump, or he was Bible thumping his girlfriend or something.
No, it was the phone conversations he was having with Nick in prison. I would just, you know, get out that Bible and Bible thump him in there.
Yeah, but then he was talking about his girlfriend Jennifer and how he goes, yeah, I'd Bible thump her for 8 hours a day. Let's play it. Here it is. All right, this is
I'm pretty sure this is him talking about God.
All right, here we go.
You believe in God?
Yes, I do.
So do you believe in a second act? You believe in forgiveness?
Well,
you believe that?
Well, it's like I said, this is in God's hands. Things happen for a reason. This is to make Nick a better person. This is, in my belief, this is to make John a better person.
All right,
it's
no,
like I said before.
So John is the quadriplegic Marine from Iraq, and everything's done for a reason. So this is going to make John a better person.
Yeah.
It's really hard to see how he could be a better person now that he's a quadriplegic. A Marine in Iraq is now a quadriplegic, but as far as Hulk Hogan goes, that's the best thing
he's
for
better.
Him.
He's better. And again, is he a quadriplegic because he jumped on a grenade? And
no. No, he was tooling around with Nick in Florida.
Drag racing on the street, on the public street.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick.
Oh, Bubba, you got that. We're going to take a break and come back with that clip. It's pretty entertaining. It shows you what a lunatic Hulk Hogan is. All right, it is Gina with the news. We'll continue with her. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. We're going to do continue doing the news here with Gina Grad. And we also have to tell you that the World Series has been postponed, or at least Game 4 has been postponed. Game 4 or Game 5? 1, 2, 3, 4.
4.
Game 5.
No.
It's 3-1, so it's got to be 5.
Yeah, Game 5.
Wait.
Game 5, and it looks like tomorrow it's going to be 47 is the high and 38 is the low.
Oh.
And it's going to be raining. 80% chance of rain in Philadelphia. But 38 degrees on Wednesday, the low is 34 degrees in Philadelphia. 34. Right now it's 39 degrees and raining.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
I love that, man. I wish I was there.
Really?
Yeah. 39 and raining?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be in the valley. It's 95 degrees and 3% humidity.
You don't want that, Tim.
I love the cold. I love the rain.
Wow.
I want the rain! But, yeah, bad vibes. All right, so we were talking, before we went, we don't have the audio of Hulk Hogan doing that Bible thumping, but we'll try to get it sometime tonight.
Yeah.
All right, now, Lindsay Lohan is in the news, is that right?
Yeah, she's a former, now, I guess, a lesbian. She says, you know, despite dating a woman, she is not a lesbian.
Okay, so she has, she was straight. Then she became a lesbian.
She was dating Wilmer Valderrama from That 70s Show.
And then became straight. I mean, then became a lesbian.
Yeah.
Lesbians.
But not bi, just a full-blown lesbian.
She was she's allegedly in a relationship with a woman.
Right. And now she's back to fellas.
What the hell?
Well, it never says that she's back to fellas. She just says, you know, basically, what are you going to believe? What you see or what I'm telling you? She didn't say she's changing it. She just says it's not what it looks like. I'm not a lesbian. This is my girlfriend, but I'm not a lesbian.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
What's going on? Maybe, you know what, Tim? Maybe, Randy, you know what? Maybe two tickets at this point.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Let's do the show in Cleveland.
All
yes.
right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina?
Live from Bowling Green, Tim.
Yes. A little bit south of Toledo. Go.
That's what's happening.
All right. The news with Gina Grad, everybody. Look at that. Gina on the news, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Now, say what you will about John Popper, the man can really write a song.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
Okay, now, Gina Grad, when I got here this afternoon about 3 o'clock for our pre-show meeting.
Jesus Christ.
All right, 2:30.
Jesus Christ.
2?
Jesus Christ.
Got here about 7:30. Yeah. But Gina was talking about her crappy weekend. Just a ridiculous...
long weekend.
Yeah, long, crazy weekend.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because everything was so bad, but it was just, there's nothing really to do in LA.
Nothing. And it's not that they just admit that there's nothing to do, it's that they claim that there's all these great, fabulous things to do, and you go and you're just like, really? This is what I drove out and paid $20 to park for? I can't take it anymore. Look at me, I'm a shell of a person.
I know, but you know what, I think there are pockets. First of all, there's nothing to do in the Valley.
Yeah.
Unless you go to Universal Studios, or you hang out in the Studio City between Laurel Canyon and Vineland isn't bad.
But Tim, that's all part of that sort of prefabricated, prepackaged fun that I'm talking about. It just never lives up to it.
But there's no real great, there's no great clubs to go to. And it seems like every time you go out in Southern California, either you have to not drink, or If you drink, you got to go somewhere within a couple blocks your house.
Absolutely, or take a cab.
Yeah, and cabs are just so filthy and
they're not
nasty.
Cute here. Yeah,
but you know what I think is a great place to live and to hang and to really have a good time is Long Beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think
should try that.
Like the Pine Street area.
Oh, that's like the big epicenter, right?
Yes. And also Belmont Shore.
What's that?
Belmont Shore is between Long Beach and Seal Beach.
Does that have something to do with a racetrack?
No, that's Belmont Racetrack in New York. But that's a cool place. There's a ton of restaurants and a lot of things to do on Belmont Shore.
See, I think that the only neighborhood that I'm happy in, because I know what to expect and there's a lot of great stuff going on, is the Silver Lake Los Feliz area. That's why I'm such an East Sider. But I took a chance.
Where'd you go?
I went to Hollywood and West Hollywood, and I was freaking miserable.
West Hollywood's cool, no?
Well,
there's nothing to do in West Hollywood?
There are people to do in West Hollywood.
Yeah. Randy, what's West Hollywood? You don't like West Hollywood?
I love West Hollywood. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, God.
You gotta go to Manhole. It's the best.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I'm gonna send you an improv class for Christmas.
Create those characters.
Yeah. Couple of maybe a 6-week workout at the Groundlings.
Make sure it's ongoing, that we can pop back in later in the year.
And when do I have time to do this?
Hopefully on weekends. And the first class is called Over the Top.
Pulling it back 101.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Right. Oh. All right, but anyway, this is an interesting thing to talk about, because people are stressed out. They need a place to go. They need a place to hang. And you can't, you used to be able to go to the Commons up in Calabasas. That was like a decent place to go. There's like shops and restaurants and bookstore up there in the ground. And now you can't go there because you can't smoke. You can't really drink. You can't really enjoy yourself there because Calabasas cops are like the Gestapo.
Well, and that's the thing. That's why there's no reason to go to Hollywood, because someone's getting pulled over and arrested every 5 feet.
And you see it, too.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. And somebody told me that it's called, I don't know if I'm making this up, somebody told me that it was called Operation Red Dragon. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah.
What is, in West Hollywood?
No, all over Hollywood. It's a combination of pulling basically as many people over as you possibly can on a weekend night, and towing people at 4 o'clock and 3 seconds, for those towaway zones.
Is that what's going on?
That's what I hear.
You know what? If you want to rebuild LA, you want to rebuild Hollywood, you want a lot of tourists to come there, that's the first thing you got to do is sick the cops on them.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
But they're being sicked on me. I was driving the other night I was sandwiched in between two cop cars and one behind me. And I thought, okay, well, I didn't do anything, but I'm going to jail tonight. I mean, the fear that it instills in you is unfreaking believable.
I know, the fear of LAPD, in particular LAPD. Well, that's not true. Burbank will give you a run for their money, too.
Oh, really?
And so will Culver City and Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they'll pull your ass over 3-4 times a night.
Yeah.
Torrance is another one.
I've never been to Torrance.
Yeah, the Torrance PD, man.
Who do you think's the most hardcore?
I've heard that if you're black or Hispanic, you don't drive in Torrance.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
And Culver City's tough. They're real tough on guys.
You know,
Santa Monica is tough as well. And that Burbank, I used to live in Burbank. If you live there and they give you a break once in a while. And when you call 911 in Burbank, about 900 cops show up in about 2 seconds.
Well, that's nice.
But other than that, you cannot drink and drive through Burbank, even if you just have one drink.
Well, didn't you specifically have an altercation with a police officer in Burbank?
I've had three. Burbank is tough. I got pulled over on Barham, and I didn't have my license on me. It's just one of those stupid things. Right?
What happened? What'd they do?
Here's what they did. I got pulled over on Barham, and the guy said, let me see your license and your registration, because I had a taillight out. And I said, I don't have either one of them. I said, I got the registration. So I gave him the registration and the proof of insurance. And he says, where's your license? I said, I think I left it at home. And he said, all right, I don't know who you are because you don't have a photo ID. And then he went through my car. He went through everything in the car. Pulled it apart.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
And finally let me go. But then again, I had to put all this crap back in my car. And it's just embarrassing.
Do you know what happened to me when I got caught driving?
That's the first time. The second time I got nailed in Burbank was a cop pulled up on his motorbike, and I was pulling into a bar on Magnolia. And he says, come here, young man.
Oh, I like this one.
He goes, you've been drinking? I said, no, I haven't had a drink in 2 days. And he says, where are you going? I said, I'm going in there to drink. And he says, I wouldn't do that if I were you. He says, if I were you, I'd get back in the car, go home, and watch Jay Leno. I said, really? Oh. Jay Leno? They're promoting Leno? The cops are promoting Leno, huh? I said, I'm going to go in there and drink, but I'm going to walk home because I live two blocks from here. He goes, well, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to go in there and drink, and the moment you start this car up and you try to drive home, I'm going to nail you and you're going to jail for drunk driving. Now, he's telling me this before I had a drink. One drink. He's telling me this. And so now I'm in the bar, and everyone in the bar is like, hey, why were you being hassled by the cops out there? Because, you know, friends in the bar and stuff. It's like, what's going on out there? It's, they're just, guys are real strict there. What can you do? But that's, it works because nobody drives drunk through Burbank.
Clearly not.
Yeah. They mess with you?
Well, you got lucky. He went through your car and then he let you go?
Yeah.
I didn't have my license. They told me I should go through my car and take everything I'm going to need because they're taking my car.
Oh, they are.
And I had to beg them for a ride back to my apartment.
They took your car?
Them. Yeah, they impounded it.
Really?
I'm sitting alone. This is when I still worked at a retail shop in a suit with all of my belongings.
And why'd they take your car?
Because I didn't have my license. Yeah. And I will never forget the woman cop who was laughing to the other cop that she was with. I am terrified. I am sweating. I can't find it. I'm choking back tears. I'm sitting there and I hear them muttering to each other, well, she's looking for that license, but I don't think she's gonna find it. And they're cracking up, and this is about the funniest thing ever. And I had to beg them for a ride back to my place. They said they could only take me to the station, and I actually had to bust out the word equidistant. It is equidistant from the station. Please take me home.
They took you home?
Yeah, after I begged.
They threw you in the back of that car?
Yep.
They threw you
in handcuffs? Time, no handcuffs. The only time I've ever been in the back. And you know it slants so you can't really sit down?
Really?
Don't act like you don't know.
I've never been in the back of one of those.
It's hard plastic and you can't actually sit. You kind of like lean against a weird slanted slab.
Yeah, it's real weird back there.
And they ended up feeling really sorry for me because she let me out of the car because you can't let yourself out the back of a police car. She walked me to my door and she goes, ma'am, I'm actually really sorry. I was like, yeah, well,
why
you know,
is she sorry? She took your car.
She took my car. They impounded it.
What, is that automatic? They have to do that?
Apparently not, because they didn't do it to you.
Well, this is back in the 80s.
Oh.
You know, this is when you were, a pup.
I was in Oregon.
I know. You're enjoying your life back then. All right. Southern California. We don't all have enough time to drive around Southern California and find the decent places to hang. But we need a whole new list of exciting places to go and to hang in Los Angeles, in Southern California.
Without the high covers and the $20 parking and the $18 cocktails.
Yes.
Unless it's really worth it.
Here are the phone numbers. The best places to really enjoy yourself in Los Angeles and Southern California. And don't call us up with the typical crap, all right? Go to Hollywood Boulevard. The new places, place where something fun is going on. You can actually enjoy it. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. There's got to be something out there that's interesting, new, and exciting. I haven't found it. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad's with us. We're live on 97.1. See if I can get this post here. FM Talk.
Rolling down.
Imperial Highway. The big nasty lady at my side. Santa Ana winds blowing hot from the north. We were born to ride.